104.3 The Fan presents The Drive with Tom Nalen and D-Mac, leading off with a big story of the day.
I'm back, baby.
You sound...
How about that?
Fantastic.
Hey. It's not 100%. But
it sounds 100-ish.
Pretty close, yeah.
Who's 100 these days?
We're all a little worn out. It's good to have it come back. Yeah.
Congrats, man. Oh, man. The cough to me was...
The cough's still kind of hanging around.
The throwing up and the cough were right there. I don't know how the rest of your body felt, but we're back.
The cough is still slightly there. The throwing up was disgusting because my throat was so inflamed that just trying to, you know.
That was a little much for me. I went to HR over that.
I couldn't blame you. I mean, I just was trying to eat a.
Where is HR?
A wilted turkey sandwich, and it just got caught. Couldn't put it down. And had an insta-vomit right here in the studio during a commercial break. I mean, it was terrible. It was embarrassing. It's not one... As soon as it happened, I was like, never gonna live that down ever.
Oh, that's a highlight. That's on my resume.
Yeah. That was like in the first break of the show, too. We still had like 2.5 hours to go. So I think those days are done. See, it's a little raspy, but it's so much better. So anyways... Good to see you.
Good to see you.
I want to get into the sports over the weekend, but the story that's got my attention the most is the shooting of David Ortiz, Big Poppy, in the DR. And when it first was reported, it said like an amusement park. It wasn't an amusement park. It was like some sort of...
Outdoor...
Nightlife place.
Bar or something like that.
Yeah. And my guess is that...
Well, the video I saw showed him sitting at an outdoor table, like a high top.
I was just going to say... If you ever go down to, like, Scottsdale, and maybe Lodo in the summertime is like that, and the bars are inside and outside kind of all at the same time, right?
Yeah.
Maybe a little bit more so in Scottsdale. But sometimes it's like some things are barely contained. So I would imagine things just kind of spill out from one place to another down there. I imagine it's always kind of exciting and filled with life. I read that it's a more upscale sort of area in the DR, and that he hangs out there all the time.
Which would explain why the assailant knew he was going to be there. I mean, the thing I read was he was on a motorcycle, stopped, got off, shot him. It was a robbery.
Robbery?
Robbery.
It
didn't end up being a robbery, but thanks to the crowd,
no,
who beat the living crap out of the dude.
There's no way it could be a robbery because he shot him in the back.
The verbiage that they used earlier today was that it may have been a hit.
Yeah, that makes more sense.
Really?
The way I was thinking about it is it was a hit. It was a crazy person, you know, who's just nuts. But it looks more like a hit. And to me, you just don't know how often people in these countries, and Venezuela's had so many issues as well. Cargo, like, feared for his family's life. He just had to get him out of there. Because if they know you have money, your family members become a target. So we'll see more details. But to your point, when this guy went up and shot him in the back, bullet goes through him, goes into another guy's leg. The crowd
took matters into their own hands and just beat the dude up.
It's amazing the crowd didn't kill him.
I think they tried because the list of injuries was, head contusion, thorax injuries and leg injuries and basically everything that could get hurt was hurt.
Awful. And now the Red Sox have responded, right?
Right. They sent down the team plane. He's well enough or stable enough to board the plane to go up to Boston to get to a hospital there.
You gotta just get him out of the freaking DR. Now, this... Sometimes you do forget how lucky we are to just live in America. Not that crazy stuff doesn't happen here, that's for sure. And not that athletes haven't been targets in the past for whatever reason. We're certainly not perfect.
We know here locally, I mean, Aqib was targeted.
Here?
By Aqib, but, down in Dallas.
Aqib was targeted by Aqib.
That is still an ongoing investigation right now.
Did you shoot yourself in the leg, Aqib? I hear what you're saying. Aqib was targeted by Aqib.
Plaxico?
Plaxico was targeted by Plaxico.
Got shot at a club by Plaxico.
Yeah, but there's not so much funny things, especially here with Darren Williams and all that.
Oh, no, that's...
awful, obviously. But it does seem... oh, shoot, I don't know. I suppose this could happen anywhere. You know, I just don't know what else is going on in David Ortiz's life with his family or other stuff down there in the Dominican Republic.
A hit. What's the gain out of that?
To fulfill a threat because he wasn't paying somebody off or something, you know, that sort of thing. Who knows? Pay us $1 million or X, Y, and Z. To me, it's definitely a hit.
I thought it was a robbery.
What's he trying to rob?
The jewelry.
From behind?
No.
So the concept is to shoot him, wait for he's on the ground, and then snatch the jewelry? That's shot from behind.
Yeah, that's...
that's not a robbery. That's a murder attempt.
This is the second report I read after the amusement park thing, was that it was a robbery.
There's
It
makes no sense. Because...
get off your bike, go over, shoot the dude, take his jewelry, get it back on your bike, in theory.
Wow.
And get off.
What a crazy way to try to rob somebody, though. We're going to wait for the guy to be down on the ground in front of everybody he's around, then I'm going to take off all of his jewelry when I just shot him?
Yeah, would you just walk up to David Ortiz and just snatch his jewelry? You do that?
If I was trying to rob him of his jewelry, I wouldn't do it in front of a crowded
bar. The only chance you have.
No, it's not. I could just follow him home.
Behind his gates?
I don't know. Sure.
I got packs of dogs.
Dude, I don't think so. I think this was a hit. I mean, I don't know why they think it was... of course they don't want it to come across as a hit. It just profiles as a hit. If you're David Ortiz, you go back to the Dominican Republic?
He'll go back.
I wouldn't go back.
Ever? Again.
Forget it.
That's his home.
Ah, well. You think Cargo loves going back to Venezuela? Remember when Torrealba's nephew got kidnapped? Do you remember that?
Mm.
That's Venezuela.
What do you do? Move your family here?
Yes.
Every family member?
That's what Cargo did. He moved him to Miami. His direct family. He had to. He's just way too big of a target. You hearing a motorcycle outside? Somebody's driving up on us?
Did you not hear that?
I did. I thought I'm trying to gauge your reaction to a motorcycle. I think we're okay here. Well, terrible incident, and he should be dead. It's actually a miracle he's not dead right now. It's a miracle. Guy shot him from point blank range in the back. He could have easily shot him behind his heart. Mm. Could have shot him in the head. It's incredible that the bullet just went past through so many organs and he's okay. It's unbelievable. It's a freaking miracle he's alive.
I wouldn't say he's going to, you know, he lost part of the intestine, colon, gallbladder.
Awful, man. Think Pedro.
Wait, if it was a hit, why wouldn't they have shot? Why wouldn't he get shot in the head?
Yeah, I don't know. The guy's a moron. You know, I don't know how. Life isn't a movie. You know, you don't necessarily get the most sophisticated hitman out there. You get some idiot who is willing to put his for whatever money he got, was willing to do what he did, drive up in a motorcycle in front of a million people and pull a trigger.
It just sounds like a robbery because it didn't seem well planned.
Why, you think hits are like planned?
Yeah.
In the movies, this guy is like
driving down the street, parked his motorcycle, walked over, shot him in the back.
Yeah.
That doesn't sound well planned.
No,
it then had no escape route because the crowd beat him up.
Didn't think of it all the way through. But it happened, you know, you can't, I don't know, for whatever reason it happened, The details will be fascinating as they come out.
Well, they'll be sketchy down there because everything that's going on right now and
right about that.
The people down there on vacation are drinking bleach and
yeah, what is going on with that?
Dying in hotel rooms.
I didn't even know that story.
Yeah. Mini bar bleach.
How many people are dead because of bleach?
Well, one person survived it. That's why it talked about it, where he took a sip of something and realized it wasn't Coke or whatever he was trying to do, a Sprite. And now they're connecting that, his story, to things that have happened down there.
Can I ask a dumb question? And I'm certainly, my sympathies go for the man who died. Can't you tell that it's not a Sprite?
Probably just a sip of bleach would kill you.
Really? Just a sip would kill you?
Yeah, look on the back of the label of a bottle of bleach.
Okay.
Do not drink. Poison.
Right. If it's concentrated at the right amount, it wouldn't take a whole lot, I would imagine.
Just straight bleach would kill you.
It was probably mixed into a drink. It's not like they probably just handed him a cup of bleach on ice. I'm sure it was like more discreet than that.
Who would drink a cup of bleach on ice? Yeah, the DR. You get any guys on the Rockies from the DR? Where's Tapia from? I don't think he's the DR, though.
They have to be. Don't the Rockies have a training facility there?
Where's Sensatella from? Where's Marquez from? Marquez from the DR?
I'm pretty sure the Rockies were the first ones to create it, almost like a spring training complex in the Dominican.
Yeah. I don't know. I know they have one. I don't know if they were the first.
I thought they were the first ones to do it.
I know everybody else does, too. Tapia from the DR. I don't know, man. It's kind of a crazy thing. If you really make it big, you probably should stay away from the place you're from. And your family better watch out. That is so crazy, man, to think that if I just do all the work it takes. I mean, way to go, Tapia. And I know his English is only kind of so-so, but look what he's done in his life to get to where he's at, which is awesome. And the big payoff is you got to worry about your family.
You can never go home.
Kind of crazy, don't you think? Anyways. There's a couple other things I wanted to get to, but I'll give you your moment here.
Foster knocks in it across. Score! What a shot by Marshawn! Pointing it on back. Kept there by Carlo, and his shot. Score! Got it back over. Coleman is shot. He scores! Coleman! And it's taken away by Corelli. Cut around in front. Foster knocks. He scores! Back to Chara again. Sail down and in. And Zdeno Chara has made it 5-1. And the Bruins have forced a game 7.
Hey, you're so negative, man.
Those are shocking.
You told me it wasn't going to happen, and over, and I'm going to shave my beard, and it was the whole thing.
That was a shocking outcome to that game. Because even though the Bruins were up 1-0 via the 5-on-3, that's the only thing they get going.
Yeah.
They were taking penalties. I do not know how St. Louis did not score on any of the power plays that they had. It was... The Bruins were far and away the worst team on the ice last night.
Well, but then they got up 2-0. Here's what it felt like.
The Carlo goal put them up 2-0. All of a sudden, in the third period, St. Louis stopped playing. It took away what they do.
It felt like it was a game where the goalie's going to win it for him. It's just like, it felt like it was going to be one of those games.
Oh, Rask put him on their back, literally.
Yeah.
I mean, there was a puck on his back.
But then they just kind of came through. You get that three-goal lead. Those three-goal leads are just absolute killers. They're just so hard to overcome. Two-goal lead always feels like something can happen.
Oh, in the third period, 3-0 is that St. Louis isn't truly built for that. They're built for dumping in forecheck, you know, use the body, you know, get kind of greasy goals. That's what they do. And Tarasenko's been, he's been MIA the entire series. He's the only guy that's truly has that high end skill.
I couldn't believe they put Jenna Fischer on TV, national TV.
How'd she do?
She's all right.
Did she need a script?
But I mean,
I felt like she needed a script.
Listen, man, if that's your biggest star, Pam from The Office.
They had John Hamm was in the audience there. They never bring him up.
I'm telling you.
He had a scarf on, by the way. Did you see him?
No.
A scarf at a hockey game.
Was it scarf weather?
It wasn't like a Blues scarf either. Okay. It's a hockey rink. It's exactly the same temperature every time you go in there.
Oh,
you
what think, a loser!
It was a presumptuous scarf?
It was a little bit.
I remember when Tim Tebow's brother wore a scarf to the NFL honors and Tim took his brother, Robbie. It's like, there's Robbie. There's Robbie in the front row with a scarf. Scarves are kind of a weird thing, man. I mean, do you ever really need a scarf? Seriously. Really.
Sorry about that.
I'm sure you do to kind of
really
keep the cold off of your neck when you're walking down.
And where are you going?
The city. You walk into work, you get off the train, you got to go to a, you know, 10 blocks to your building.
10 whatever. Blocks?
Whatever. You know
how
what I'm
many,
talking
how
about.
Many people do you think have to walk 10 blocks to their building in winter?
A lot of people.
Who?
In New York City? I'm sure they have 10 block walks.
Okay.
Right?
He's John Hamm.
There has to be.
I'm going to guess he pulled up to the St. Louis club and dropped his Maserati keys off.
I'm not defending John Hamm.
You're just defending scarves?
Well, there's a time and place for him. And the lower bowl of a hockey game is not one of them. Or wherever you're sitting. Yeah, they don't have a lot there.
No.
They're reaching.
Pam and John Hamm. Mad Men and The Office, and that's it. Don't even start with the celebrities that could show up at a Bruins game. It would be here all day.
Trying to
but I'm like, wow, they're putting Pam on TV.
Who is the who would be that person in Boston? I'm trying to think.
There's 10 million of them. It could be anybody.
Give me one that's
could be every comedian in the country.
Give me not comedians. Give me someone that's higher up than John Hamm.
Higher up than John Hamm from Boston? Jay Leno.
Right now, today, Jay Leno's higher than John Hamm?
Sure.
Nah.
What, I can't use comedians?
Give me a comedian.
Can I use rock stars?
Oh, Dennis Leary.
Steven Tyler. Wahlberg. Wahlberg's bigger than him.
Donnie? Not Donnie.
Donnie's not.
Donnie's on Blue Bloods.
Donnie's doing okay.
Ben Affleck? Oh, Matt Damon.
Yeah, Matt Damon, Ben Affleck.
Is Ben Affleck actually from there, though? I don't think he is.
What are you talking about?
I thought he was from California.
What?
Yeah. He's pseudo-Boston.
All right. Are your Bruins going to do it or not?
I don't know. I still don't think so. They're not the better team. They have the better skilled guys. They're not the better hockey team.
It is. St. Louis is 9-3 on the road in this playoff series.
They have a losing. They're 6-7 at home.
Yeah.
They have a losing record at home.
9-3. 9-3
Ben Affleck, Berkeley, California.
Correct.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And how did he meet
Scratch
Matt?
Scratch him off the list. They wrote a script together.
Where did they meet?
In because you meet someone in Massachusetts,
how'd
you're from there?
How did he get there?
A train. Then he walked 10 blocks with a scarf.
Would you pay to see Justin Bieber fight Tom Cruise?
Yes. Is that a thing?
Hell
I haven't seen this.
You haven't heard this news?
No.
Justin.
We all win.
Justin Bieber issued a challenge to Cruise on Twitter. I want to challenge Tom Cruise to fight in the octagon. Tom, if you don't take this fight, you're scared and you'll never live it down. Who is willing to put on the fight? Conor McGregor and Barstool Sports have both publicly said they would host the fight.
Done. I'm taking Tom Cruise, though.
Tom Cruise is short, but he's feisty. He's 56 years old.
So he's got old man strength now.
I think he would surprise a lot of people.
Tom Cruise would win that fight.
I have no doubts he would win that fight.
All the right moves, are you kidding me?
Stepanovich.
6'2 stack monster?
There it is. Surprising amount of nudity in that film. Surprising.
Tom Cruise would win that all day.
Why
is no one? Can we not get someone to fight Drake? I'll fight Drake. I'll do that.
Why would Drake fight anybody? Drake wouldn't
fight
you.
There's a long list of people that want to fight Drake.
Yeah, why would he participate? We'll see what happens. I don't know where Justin Bieber sort of came up with this.
Is there a history there?
What history could possibly exist?
Is just random?
I don't know what else it could be. I think Tom Cruise has kids the same age as Justin Bieber.
Are they his kids?
He's got a variety of people. It's kind of like Tom Brady.
Did he procreate?
Yeah, Tom Cruise, sure.
He did?
Well, he's got Siri for sure. Siri? Silly? I don't know. She's like...
Google person?
Yeah. Her and... what's her face? The tall actress. Katie Holmes.
Dawson's Creek.
Yeah, they gave birth to a Google. Siri? Am I right on that? There's got to be a kid, right? Siri, yeah. I think it's Suri.
Oscar De La Hoya came out and said he would promote the fight if it ever did happen. Wants this to happen.
Do you have any idea why this is happening?
No, nobody knows why. Checked like the LA Times and everyone's like, I have no idea why this would happen, but... Let's do it.
Biebs is fairly athletic.
No doubt.
I've seen him skate, do charity skates. He's done the basketball, the NBA All-Star game.
He looks fine without a shirt on. No doubt about it.
This feels like a boredom thing to me.
He's bored.
Why else? There's no beef.
Why Tom Cruise? It's so random.
I love the Biebs just thinking, how many guys who are 31 years older than me can I fight? Anyways, it got a lot of attention, so plenty of people would love to see that. You'd pay for it. How much would you pay? $100 to see it?
Yeah, pay-per-view.
No problem, right?
What is it, $79 a fight? Something like that? Whatever it is, I'll watch.
I'd take Cruz within... This is MMA?
Yeah, Octagon.
I'd take Cruz in about 3 minutes.
Does the Biebs have any background... Other than the tattoos,
is there any background? I'm guessing that he's currently like working out, doing MMA sort of workouts.
He's paying someone to spar with to lose.
Yeah, he goes down to Joe Rogan's dungeon and then he throws around some other celebrities. There's a slight update, kind of in a weird way, about the naming rights to the stadium. Talk about a bizarre thing. One of the most odd things that we've had here in years. So we'll give you the latest with that coming up next.
It's The Drive with Tom Nalen and D-Mac.
You gotta go and get angry at all of my eyes. I mean, can you see it? Ring the bell. Ding, ding. But I don't do too well with apologies.
I hope I don't run out of time cause someone against 6'2 stack monster, are you kidding me? One more shot, have forgiveness.
I know you know that I made those ones. Some of the Texas once or twice, I mean maybe a couple of times. Sorry. So let me redeem all myself. Justin Bieber challenged Tom Cruise to an MMA fight. We're trying to figure out
what weight is he coming in at?
Dude, he's...
They can't be in the same weight class. Tom Cruise has got to be bigger. Heavier.
Well, Tom Cruise is definitely shorter.
Right, but he's a bigger dude.
Yeah, Tom Cruise looks like he would beat the crap out of him. On the RamosLaw.com text line, I wouldn't mind seeing Bieber and Cruise in the Thunderdome. Two enter, one leaves. Would lean towards Cruz, but I'd be okay with any outcome. This one, Cruz is the most highly trained martial artist presently active in Hollywood. 5'8 or not, he kicked the... He'd win. Wait, look it up.
What about Chuck Norris?
How old is Chuck Norris?
What's his name? Claude Van Damme?
Jean-Claude. Okay. Madonna wants in on Bieber and Cruz. She says she wants the winner. No rules, octagon. She's into...
He's 79? Okay. He's still... I'll still take
Wait, Chuck I'm Norris. Sorry. Who's 79?
Chuck Norris.
Chuck Norris is 79? Oh, my Lord. You take Chuck Norris over who?
Either.
At
Tom Cruise.
79?
Yeah.
No, I am not taking a...
He's in his prime. John always said he's in his prime. Just a number.
It's a big number. I mean, I'm 79. Now, you know what? I just realized how pathetic it is that a 79-year-old man could beat me up. It just kind of dawned on me. Yeah. Hopefully that number's low.
He'll show up in the octagon in jeans. You're done. As soon as he shows up in jeans, you're done.
Well, we'll follow Tom Cruise, Justin Bieber. I didn't know Tom Cruise was 56.
Prime. He's in his prime.
He may be in his prime.
The Biebs hasn't got there yet. He's not even in his prime. He's pre-prime.
He's still photoshopping chest hair onto himself for those magazine shots.
Joe Ellis said this to our pal Nikki on the naming rights for the stadium. Nothing now. We'll keep plugging away. We'll see where we go. There will probably be more stuff coming about the stadium this summer, is my guess. Wow. I remember when this story was just kind of funny.
Steven Seagal. How did we forget about him? Sorry.
The stadium now to me is just embarrassing. And I don't get it. I don't understand what the problem is. I don't know how difficult something this project can absolutely be. Do you care about the stadium? And I felt for a while, forget the stadium naming rights, period. Just call it Mile High Stadium and just be done with it. But then I was convinced by Joe. We talked to Joe and he was like, you need upkeep. You need money to upkeep things and it's got to run kind of independently. And
yeah, but have they had offers and just turned that down?
I don't know.
So an offer from 4 years ago, you just... Who's paying for the upkeep? Aren't we?
Does it bother you that the stadium doesn't have a corporate sponsor and it's been years now?
It doesn't bother me from the sense that...
Don't forget, it was Sports Authority for like a full year when Sports Authority had nothing to do with it.
But in 1994, when I got here, it was just Mile High Stadium. That was it. And things were fine. The city ran it. The city did the upkeep of the field. Why do they need, now all of a sudden they need, do you need, just because everyone does it, do you need it? It's just extra money for the trust.
I don't know. I believe.
It sounds like it's extra money for the trust.
I trusted them when they said.
So who's been paying for the upkeep of the stadium for the past years?
I don't know.
Years?
The Broncos, I guess.
I'd prefer just to keep it Mile High Stadium. I think it's classic.
You'd rather see it not sponsored at all?
Yes.
But it's not Mile High Stadium. It's Broncos Stadium at Mile High. You realize that, right? That's the current name of the stadium.
That's a dumb name.
No kidding.
Mile High Stadium is simple. It's classic. I don't understand why you need it. If they've gone 4 years, it seems like it's been at least 4 years without a name.
Well, I think...
Not when it was... They were still calling it Sports Authority, but Sports Authority was already bankrupt.
There was at least 1 year of that. At least 1 year of that. No, it's been kind of the bane of Joe Ellis' existence.
So
it just keeps coming up.
If the stadium is able to upgrade Wi-Fi and things like that, because they have upgraded over the course of the last 4 years things at the stadium, then this is just money, I would assume, in the trust pocket.
Well, not the trust. What do you say the trust? The trust only has one job. The trust is trying to find a new owner.
What do you mean? I don't want to say Mr. Bolin's pocket because...
Well, he's the owner of the stadium. It's in conjunction with, like, the downtown whatever district. Like, there's a board, an independent sort of organization that helps run the stadium. Like, the Broncos really have a partnership with some sort of organization down in that area that runs it. It's a weird setup, man. I'm not going
to
lie.
I just wish they would, because it's gotten to the point of embarrassing that they can't find a partner that just have it Mile High Stadium.
Let me ask you this. What year has that stadium, what year was it built? 2000?
2000, I think it's 2001. The first game was, wasn't it 9/11, 2001?
It was?
The Monday night game where Ed broke his leg. Wasn't that the first game?
I don't know. Richie,
the Eagles played that
first.
I think that was 2000, 2001.
My point is...
Invesco.
Yeah, that's how it started. My point is...
Terrible name.
Well, they were the sponsor. They went out of business. I mean, they're two for two with the going out of business for the corporate sponsors for the place. It was funny because down in Arizona, like the Glendale Dome, they got like a corporate sponsor to State Farm, sponsored in like 5 seconds when it became available.
Now, it's not the University of Phoenix Stadium?
No, it's State Farm Arena or something.
The football stadium?
Yes. Yes.
Was it once University
it
of
was.
Phoenix?
It was, yes. Yep. It came up and it was empty for like a day, and then State Farm jumped in there. I was told that the money isn't as much as the Broncos want, but I'm like, they just got it done.
Yeah, but if you've been saying no for 4 years, wouldn't some money that you don't want the last 4 years be more money than no money?
You would think, actually, yes.
Let's say someone offered, you know what, put my car dealership up there, $5 million a year.
What car dealership would that be?
Hugo's or something.
Hugo's. Yeah. Tommy's Hugo's.
Yes, Tommy Hugo's. At Mile High.
Tommy's Hugo Emporium
at
Mile High.
I'll pay you $5 million. That's $20 million you've lost out on.
And you just need some primo spots for Hugo parking.
Yeah. Small spots.
Right.
You can pile them on top of each other.
Can I just be honest? Let me give you I don't know if this is a hot take.
It was 2001. Yeah, it was September 10th,
I
guess.
What a memory you got.
September 10th.
You are ridiculous.
Well, because it was such a... I mean, the next day was...
I remember the game. I didn't know that was the first... It wasn't the first event. I know there was
No, the Eagles concert was the first event.
Is that right? Okay.
Right, because they messed up the field.
Bad sound. Yeah.
They messed up the field, too.
Yeah, they finished the construction of it in August, and there was like an opening party, and then the concert, and then the first game was September 10th.
Here's the truth, though, and we'll get to Patrick Saunders talking about the Rockies and those awful Cubs, but Cargo's here, who we love. The truth is they should never have built the new stadium right next to the old stadium. There wasn't enough foresight. I know this kills people, but they should have built it out towards the airport where there's a lot of space and build up a big fake town around it. And that would have it's just like what they did with Dick's Sporting Goods Park. They more or less should have done that with a retractable roof and build it and they will come. And you would have seen...
Retractable roof would have made... Now, this had to get... We paid for it. The taxpayers paid a lot of that stadium. And with a retractable roof, the costs would have been... It probably wouldn't have passed.
You, really?
Really?
No way. Of course it would have passed.
People would... You got to remember... People
would pay a tax right now for a new stadium.
People were nervous about the Broncos moving to Los Angeles. There was no team there.
People are... fans. I'll just stick with the word fans.
There's not enough...
They would pass whatever tax it would take to keep the Broncos here. You know what? We can dig into it in a little bit. Patrick Saunders. Patrick on the Rockies. Cargo is back here in town with the Cubs. How about that? We'll get to Patrick next.
You're listening to The Drive with Tom Nalen and D-Mac.
All right, let's check in with our pal, Patrick Saunders of the Denver Post. Brought to you by Rox Heating and Air, ROX Heating and Air. Patrick, you know, you probably, well, I don't know. What were your interactions with Cargo? Was today the first day you kind of were able to catch up with them?
Guys, I am not at the ballpark. I I was at New York this weekend, and I just got home a little while ago, so I am not at tonight's game, so I will not see Cargo today.
Are we expecting huge boos for Cargo tonight at Coors Field?
Boos?
Is he getting the Carmelo treatment?
No, Cargo is going to get all the love in the world. I mean, there's no reason.
I was
Cargo, I know you were kidding. But Cargo is just, you guys know this. He is just so beloved by, I think, just about everybody. I'm sure he's thrilled to be back. And I think the fans, both the hordes of Cubbies fans who are out there and also Rockies fans, are going to give him a very nice welcome.
All right. Why isn't Cargo here?
Well, let me ask you, why do you think he's not here?
I'm not sure, because I can't imagine he's on some sort of expensive deal from the Cubs. Is he not here because of Ramel Tapia?
Yeah, a couple things. One, I think Cargo's effectiveness really had kind of gone by the wayside. I mean, it took him a while for him to hook up with anybody, and then he couldn't stick with the Indians. I think that tells you something. They wanted to get David Dahl and Ramel Tapia more playing time. They thought Garrett Hampson at the time was going to be able to provide a little bit of outfield play. That really hasn't worked out for him. And I think it was just time to move on. And I did talk to Cargo in the offseason about it, and I think he understood that. Now, the downside, of course, is that there was not a greater locker room presence than Cargo, and I still think that's missed. But I think it was time for everybody to move on.
You mentioned the locker room presence, though. I'm trying to figure out the leader of this team, and Arenado seems like it would be it, but I don't think that's him. Cargo was one of those guys, and despite the declining stats, isn't the locker room presence, or is it overplayed in sports? Isn't that presence worth it for the Rockies?
You know, Tom, I it's a great point, and what the point you made about Nolan is right on. Nolan's a hardworking guy. He's respected and loved by his teammates, but he's not Cargo. There are very few guys who do that. I don't think it's overplayed. But I think this team figured that it would find find a new identity without Cargo. And I think slowly but surely, maybe not with the splash that Cargo does it, there are guys who are emerging. Daniel Murphy, believe it or not, is starting to become that guy a little bit now that he's settled in. David Dahl, I know, is a very quiet type, but he's got kind of a wicked, funny sense of humor, and he's starting to become a little bit more of a presence in that clubhouse. But you know what? I don't think you can't just designate somebody to be a leader, and I think you know that from your years in the NFL. Is Cargo missed in that respect? Yeah, but overall, I think it was probably the smart thing to do to let him walk and see if they could find a little bit of a new identity.
Patrick Saunders is our guest. Okay, what did we learn about the Rockies on this last road trip?
They desperately need to find a way to improve their starting pitching. I think every other aspect of this team, for the most part, is playoff worthy. Right now, the starting pitching is not. I mean, Sensatella gave him a good outing there, and of course, Peter Lambert in his major league debut was terrific. But Marquez, you know, he'll bounce back. But he had a lousy outing. Jeff Hoffman had two pretty shaky outings, and John Gray had a disappointing outing. And Bud Black has not come right out and said it, that we aren't good enough pitching wise. But I think the writing's on the wall. We asked him the other day, going forward, what does this team need to improve the most? And he wasn't shy about saying we need better starting pitching. And I think that's clear. And it's disappointing, too, guys, because we knew that last year starting pitching was, that was this team's calling card. And everybody was upset because the offense wasn't producing. Well, now the offense is producing, but the starting pitching is really gotten them in trouble, and if they're not going to make the playoffs, in my opinion, either if guys like Kyle Freeland, Jeff Hoffman, whoever else don't improve dramatically, or if the Rockies don't do something before the trade deadline.
So why not make a stronger play after the draft for Dallas Keuchel?
Because Keuchel, there was no way he was going to come here.
Why?
I mean, that's because it's Colorado. Free agent pitchers do not come to Colorado. You know, I talked to some people about Keuchel, and it was just never on his mind to come here.
No matter what the money, there was no dollar amount that he would have come here for?
Well, I can't say that, but I mean, how much do you want the Rockies to spend for a Dallas Keuchel who, you know, he's a good pitcher, but I don't think he's, you know, he's not worth blowing up your payroll for, in my opinion.
All right, Patrick, enjoy all the Cubs fans.
Yeah, exactly. Should be interesting. The Cubbies do bring it. That's
no,
sure.
I know. It's so annoying. But, yeah, I'm a Cubs fan. I listened to WGN when I was 3 in Mississippi, so now I root for them still. All right, enjoy. Oh, I wore it out. Yeah, you bought that T-shirt yesterday. Who are you fooling? All right, thanks, Patrick.
Okay, guys. Bye-bye. I
hate Cubs fans. By far my least favorite.
Yeah, like, willing to blow up the salary cap, but, you know, we have Van Desmond, so.
He wasn't going to come here anyways. He's a free agent. He can make up his mind. Money, he's not coming to Colorado.
Enough money, he would have been here.
Football at 4. What a year it has been. And I'll give you the most important date of the entire year for the Broncos leading up till today next.